Blog Talk Radio.
So again, I want to welcome everybody that's joining the Hope Collection Optimize My Life radio show Wednesday, September 8th, I believe is the date. We're getting the months launched here in a great way. We've launched football season, which means we are intimately getting to be with each other again, in spite of the bureaucrats that want to lock us down and keep us in prison. And I say that with a great joy, because I believe we're free Americans and we can live freely with sensibility and being careful with health and that, not ignoring any of that, but I don't need a law to tell me I can meet with somebody. So we get to meet with you guys live here on the radio show every day at noon to 1. The Hope Collection has been sponsored by the great 501c3 nonprofit and Joel and Arnold Griffin founded here over 10 years ago. And having been the original president of the board from its inception and pro tem right now until after we have a new board meeting in a couple weeks, we'll be launching the new and renewed format for the Hope Collection going forward and all the things that it does. Remembering that what we do is helping others by helping them help others. That commitment is not changing and not going to go away. In fact, we're reinforcing it and we're taking to new levels the work that we're committed to do. And, you know, with the 8 foundations of faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, and water, it really assigns us a group of things that we've been challenged and charged to do in this world. And we're making a difference. You who are on the call are making a difference. You're participating in this call. It's making a difference. But beyond the call, we have action steps that we intentionally actually work to provide sustaining, life-changing operations and programs and connections. So I'll stop running my mouth off because we have a special guest on the call today. She's She's been off touring the islands and the seas of the world, looking out over the oceans and the wonderful sun and sand, and she's got a wonderful tan. And now she's ready to come back invigorated, recharged, and ready to rock and roll. She is the Tiny Homes Queen, Bob Riley.
Oh, well, thank you, Ron. That was so kind. And you're right, half-baked or fully baked. We got a lot of fun and had a great time. And thank you for you guys carrying on. I hear the show is growing and lots of people are interested in tiny homes. So we're excited to be back and start talking some more specifics to really help people. And I would start our time off together with, let me give you a phone number to our company so that, and Ron, how about, would you like to give the phone number to the call for call in?
Sure.
I have that in front of me.
We ask people to invite people to come on the show. We have a great audience and it's expanding. I can tell you something, in the last 30 days, we're having on a daily basis a higher level of people calling in, new people calling in. And it's because you who have been part of the Hope Collection and the blog radio show are inviting friends. And every time we invite someone, we're multiplying. We're doing that helping others by helping them help others. The call in to do that is 446. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm giving you the host call, and you don't want that, unless you want to host the show. 714-816-4686. By the way, we accept all those who would like to find out how to become a host. We'd love to talk to you about it because, you know, we're all busy in our lives and trying to accomplish things. Many of us have businesses. I own a travel agency. And right now, my phone comes off the call every day. I had a guy call me yesterday and just put together a $10,000 cruise to go to the transatlantic on the oceanic travel. That's a brand new one for me. I've done Viking. I've done American River Cruise. I've done Carnival. Done Holland America. I've done Caribbean, Royal Caribbean. I've never done an Oceania. That was the first one we've done of them. But we put together on and just had a great time. The folks at Oceania were fabulous. And I'm a CLIA member, so it allows me to do that. But so everybody has a different venue or a different cash stream that they're putting time into to restore their cash stream for, and actually putting what happened to us in the last year behind us. So if you call in and guests can come in, we have topics. On Monday, we cover health and fitness and living a healthy life with Coach Gary. On Tuesday, I host the travel show with Rick Reese, the marketplace minister and expert in the travel industry worldwide, and an incredible impact. On Wednesdays, we have, like I said, we now have had the expertise of one Barb Riley, and we've named her the Tiny Homes Queen, and she's tied in with real estate and programs that can help individuals. We can do group, we can do communities, we can do villages, but she has answers and connections that you won't get anywhere else. On Thursday, we've had, I call him the Mighty Oak. His name is Robert Oakley. His background, he won't tell you this, but I will. He was the senior executive vice president in charge of real estate, big title, of AT&T. Yeah, little company, you know. They were so big, the federal government woke them up. So, you know, he's got some credentials behind him. Today, what he does in retirement, he builds properties, housing for immigrants, and helps get them their citizenship and helps get them actuated to being an American citizen. On Fridays, we have it called Captain Len Kane Day. We have the world-class national hero, a decorated pilot from Vietnam, flew the 1,000-mile-an-hour Phantoms, now is getting been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 5 times for the Golden Rule Society. A few credentials there, guys. And you can bring your guests to talk to them and learn about how they're making an impact the world. So today, just going back to Barb, and you asked me to talk about how they reach us. That phone number is a great way of doing that, and we welcome everyone. When someone calls in, unless you have an abnormal amount of noise behind you going on, I will leave your phone mic open that you could step in and ask a question at any time. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear about your ideas and what you're talking about. How is hope affecting you, and how are you going to affect hope? And that's what the show is all about for this next hour. So I'm finished, unless there's something specific someone wants to ask me. Barb, I'm turning it over to you.
All right, great. So, Ron, again, I'm going to repeat that phone number so people want to call in and talk to us about tiny homes, whether they have a tiny home now or not, or if they have a product or service that might help to support our tiny home industry or get in giving hope. So that phone number again is 714-816-4686. 714-816-4686. So my name is Barbara Riley, and I've been involved with the tiny home industry since 2015 and helped all different types of individuals to get into tiny homes. I've worked with and looked inside of the walls of thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of tiny homes. And we know how they're built, and we know how they can be used. And because they're built so well, they can get insurance, and there's lending, and it's a safe place to live and dwell as a single family home. And so tiny is typically 400 square feet or less when we think of a tiny home or a movable tiny home or tiny home on wheels. But there are so many opportunities now for structures that are smaller, that might be a secondary dwelling on a property. And you've seen those she sheds and he sheds and those types of things. And so we're talking about structures that are actually set up to have a single-family dwelling, and whether they're 1,000 square feet or 650 square feet, 400 or 200 square feet, that's the type of housing that we're talking about now. And so you've probably seen HGTV programs that have tiny houses, or I should say those cable networks, because there's a lot of different ones, actually, and a lot of different shows. And I'm so glad to say that so many of those people you've seen on there, the builders and others, I actually know, and we're friends, and we do business together, and we've been trying to make the tiny home industry safe and sustainable and affordable or attainable option for people for living in the home, whether it's their primary or secondary dwelling or an investment. And so I want to take a pause right this minute and let you know that you can get in touch with us at and look at our website or our landing page. It's called discovertiny.com. That's discovertiny.com. And if you have any questions that you want to talk further other than what we might do here on the radio program, go ahead and go to that, to discovertiny.com, and there's a contact page on there. Also, if you just want to send a direct email, contact@discovertiny.com. And we'll talk about all your tiny house dreams and see how we can help you to have that come true. So the number you can reach us at discovertiny.com is 877-927-3030. And, Ron, I'm hoping that as we're talking along that if somebody calls in or if somebody, you know, is there, that they would, you know, say, hey, I've got a question for you. Please don't be afraid to interrupt and just say, hey, we got somebody that's got a question.
And I got to tell you something, Barb. There are a ton of people. Now, many people call on the show, Barb, and it may be their first time being exposed to the Hope Collection. And I'll just refer a little bit to, we're over a 10-year-old nonprofit, 501c3. That's the federal designation. And we've been committed to improving lives, making this world a better place for that period of time. And we have multiple instances where we can share testimonies of that happening. The latest development in our outreach at Hope is the Hope Collection, Hope Homes, Hope Villages, the idea that as an individual, making advantage of these special dwellings for new people. They may hear of them, and again, you mentioned HGTV and National Geographic and cable. They're showing a lot of homes, and they're different. There's all kinds of reasons that a person may want to have or look at a tiny home. They may not own a home. First of all, that's the greatest thing, is accessible housing. I think we're renaming tiny homes. We're going to put a legitimately called accessible homes. And I think that's the title. Country Boy's on board. He can
attainable.
Just jump in. Attainable. I'm sorry. That's right.
Yes.
See,
because attainable.
Ron,
I'll jump in real quick. Attainable or affordable housing in Hawaii starts the bottom of the is $367,000. That's the lowest price available in Hawaii.
In
other places, $40,000. And so it just depends where you live and what you need. So attainable, everybody's got a different threshold for their income and outgo. And so we're talking attainable. So whatever that is for you, we can help you attain it.
And, you know, they don't always have to be somewhere up in the mountains. They can be. But they literally can be self-sustaining with electrical. There's access to water in most places, and electricity can be through solar. And so you can be off the grid. You can eliminate that problem. What I like about the benefit of a tiny home, you customize it to how you want, what you want to live with. It gives you mobility to live a life where you're not locked down in a mansion. And you don't have to worry about, you know, cleaning up a tiny home is pretty simple. You know, an apartment, you know, my wife and I, there's only two of us, but I tell you, well, I make a mess. It takes my wife, she works full time still, she's retiring this year, but, you know, she comes home, she's tired. She wanted to clean five rooms that I've messed up everything in, and I run our business off a table in my living room, and so I've got a two-table chair, like, coffee tables or folding tables. I got several boxes and files. And I got papers all over. It's just crazy. So she gets home. The first thing you just do for 45 minutes. When you get a tiny home, you got it all organized because they got these systems built into the walls and built into files that stow away. And you can operate and live your life. You can spend time at your church. You can spend time helping at the social center or doing something, maybe helping someone, maybe in your neighborhood. There's things going on this time of year. In the north, we're winding down. We're getting into harvest time. But down south, you grow food year-round. And, you know, the thing is there's so many other things in life to do than cleaning a house. I remember early on. I've been married 46 years, and we're still on the honeymoon. In fact, next week, Lynn and I are heading to Florida. We're cashing in our Disney trip, and I'm going to get on the Millennium Falcon. But when I married my wife about a month into our marriage, I looked her straight in the eye and said, I didn't marry you to be my housekeeper. We married each other to be together, experience life to the fullest in every way we can. And so we fill our life up with activities that empower, enrich, not us, but others. We serve. And, you know, if you got a four-bedroom, six-bedroom house with three stories and you got a basement and you got a backyard, I'm not talking about having gardening and all that stuff. That's a habit. That's a hobby, and it's something people love to do and create beauty. I'm talking about, you can go outside your four walls of your home and help other people in different, there's all kinds of places you can do things to help people. And so, you can run your business from a coffee table in your living room or your tiny home.
Let's talk about that, Ron. Let's talk about that, because there's probably three situations that people might be in. They'd either like to build their own home or have somebody build it for them. that they are interested in either brand new or pre-owned, and they may want to use it for themselves or as a property that they purchase and then rent out. And then there's community development. And so there are communities there are at least 400 communities nationwide that where you can live in tiny homes. There are many states that welcome accessory dwelling units or ADUs. Los Angeles County will allow for two accessory dwelling units or tiny homes as additional dwellings on the property. And as long as you own the home, the main home on the property, you can have two additional accessory dwelling units. And that's to help with the affordable or attainable housing crisis in Los Angeles County.
Barb, I'm sorry to interrupt
you.
Barb, you just struck me with something that I want to expand on that. Well, I worked for a company for about 7 years out of Fullerton, California. Fullerton is the home of USC. You remember O.J. Simpson, that's where he played football. And USC is one of the top colleges in the country, and they got when they play football, they play at the Coliseum. They play their football games there, and they fill it up. And there have always been top containers, great for that area in outside of where the football stadium, the college is like you call it light manufacturing. There's buildings that are one story, and they may take up a half a block. But they manufacture and they assemble and they build things and they all kinds of things. On the streets between these buildings, you will find a whole parade of trailers. The first time I was there, I was blown away. With that one street, there were 40. I counted them, 40 trailers. Trailers were primary housing for families to live in. On the street
that worked there.
They probably worked somewhere in one of those factories. But in California, you can put a trailer on the street, and that's called housing. It's called living. Do you realize how much of an upgrade in living when we take and build a tiny home and someone puts on someone's got property that they can put one, two, or three, or whatever, extra houses on it to provide a nice lifestyle with a tree on it and grass and maybe a place for the kids to play or something like that. I mean, what an improvement in life that we can add and get people living off the streets. Now, there are people
living in tents on those dignity.
Streets, too. Yeah. Well, that's in every city. I just saw prolifically in Fullerton. It blew me away. I mean, it absolutely blew me away because I never saw it before. And now things have compounded.
Exactly. Well, they're compounded by all kinds of things. And so again, if there's anybody listening that has land, that says, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind having people come in tiny homes and pay me a little bit of rent for the space that they're going to have and live in their tiny home that they already own. Or you're thinking, you know, hey, I have a tiny home I'm not living in now and trying to sell it, or I don't know what to do with it, but, you know, you need help. In any way, shape, or form, we want to talk to you about your tiny home, talk to you about the one you might be dreaming of. And again, we'd like to invite you to call in today. That phone number is 714-816-4686. So there are all kinds of tiny homes, and all kinds of people have built tiny homes. Anybody and everybody can build a tiny home. The most important part is to build it correctly. And that's what I've been involved in since 2015, is helping to establish and identify and create some building code for tiny homes. And because of that work, we were able to secure that they are insurable. And then also now we have secured that there is money for lending for tiny homes. And it takes a creative mind, but we've cracked the code, and so we want to be able to share that idea. There's many different ways that you can go about purchasing tiny homes, and depending upon your unique situation, we can create a program that will work best for you. And so what we can also do is take a look at a tiny home that's already been built, and we can take a look at it and determine, was it built correctly? How is it built? How is it titled? How is it, you know, can it receive a certificate of occupancy? What is its value? Is it insurable? Which company can insure it? We can help you with that. And we can do an appraisal, a pre-purchase, to assist you in identifying the cost of that. So if you'd like to find out more about that, or if you have a tiny home that you would like to sell, we have people that are interested in buying. And because we get to do this Hope Collection Blog Talk Radio, we are working to reach out and provide hope to others. And people are using tiny homes to live in because they're affordable and attainable. Some people are choosing to live in them and use them as their business office, you know, where they do business from. And we can teach great ways to utilize their money and for them to be able to leave a legacy, to live well now, to enjoy relationships and experiences living in a smaller home, and then to leave a legacy. But to have fun and play between now and the ever after. And so...
Bob, are you suggesting that tiny homes and the programs that we can deliver, like owning a business and operating it from the homes, that we can start to create generational prosperity within a community, within families, within organizations?
Absolutely. And that is the hope.
Isn't that powerful?
That is just one layer of hope.
Isn't that powerful? Do you know... There are a lot of people that are yesterday's one of the yesterday's top stories is that the federal government's not going to pay you to stay home and not work anymore. Now, there's a lot of people upset about that because, frankly, they've been living off for a year. They've been living off dole. Now, if you want to do that, that's fine. I'm not judging you. But don't complain you don't own a home, you don't travel, you don't do anything, because you can't have both of those. That's a wish. But you know what? We have ways of creating income, and I know within any single family, I went to a church. I had to go to a funeral, and this was devastating. A good friend of mine lost his 30-year-old son to sickle cell anemia, a blood disease. 30 years old, had everything in life ahead of him. He is college educated. He had moved up in a corporation and a business, and was being old. Just was given not only a raise but a promotion. Was touching lives, and he's taken from us. Now that is a tragedy. But you know what? At the funeral. At this funeral, and it was a large church in the city of Buffalo, I learned one thing. The heart and the core of the people in that church and everybody that was there is that of something about living life victoriously and making their lives better and making it a lot better, lives better for others. Now, that's what Hope's all about. And our Hope Homes programs, Tiny Homes, is all about empowering families. So that we can change the course. I dare say in every single city, there's not a city that's not plagued by this, that in almost every household there, and I want to tell you something, a lot of people think that's just in the inner cities. It's not. You go to suburbs, and most of those suburbs, the people that are dying aren't leaving. They may leave a bunch of bills and a mortgage and a used car, but they're not leaving much of a legacy. So what we're empowering people to do is become prosperous in this generation to leave it forward to change the next generation. That is totally unique. In any, I don't care what church you walk into, there's a lot of pastors talking about it. We got to improve the economics in our community. But they haven't got any tools to do it. Everybody, every single call, I see the phone calls of every single person that's on this call today. I'm the host. And I want to say to each and every heart and spirit that's listening to me today and listening to us, we have solutions. The Hope Collection and the people that are here affiliated and working and leading to do the programs, we have answers and solutions. And answers, and it's not a government dole that you got to let them beg somebody for, stand in line for, or wait for somebody to do something. We can empower you today, right now. And exactly. The biggest thing is allowing people to be free enough to accept and trust. You know, we've had a big 2 years of a lot of stuff that's created a lot of distrust in our homes, in our families, in our relationships, in our communities, in our social areas. It's the enemy has put distrust at the top level, and boy, oh boy, he's winning. And I want to overcome our battle cry is this, folks, if you're listening in today. I know a lot of people are guests of Country Boy, and I want to say to each one of you that what Country Boy has been preaching to you for his life is what I'm talking about. And he has lived the dream of helping others by helping them help others. And he came to Hope, and he invited you to Hope that you can grab onto. And I'm asking from my heart. I hope you hear my heart. I hope you hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking directly to your spirit today. That we are here Hello. With answers and solutions. And so I have passion about it. You might notice that, guys. But you know what? So is every single person. Barbara Riley, what I know about her, and by the way, Barbara, have we ever met in person?
No, we have not.
But that's going to happen in 2 weeks, isn't it? 2 weeks is going to.
I can't wait.
But you know what the truth of the matter is that we've been working together for several years. And we've been united in heart, in spirit, in love, and the God. The working for the kingdom of God. And everybody that's on this call, every microphone that's showing, listening to me, you have the opportunity to change the course of your family's life and everybody around you. You have the opportunity to join us. I'm asking you to join us. And by the way, the Hope Collection's free. There's no cost. There's no bureaucratic baloney. You don't have to wait in line for someone to approve you. You get on and you're here. You're part of us. You're an active agent of hope. And then you get all the benefits that come along with being one of those folks. And
yes.
So, guys, I want you to know that what Country Boy, and I, like I said, I know a pile of calls today are people that have been come on because they know Country Boy. Country Boy, how long have you and I known each other?
Okay, I was getting ready to jump right in, and I've heard the word. I like why people are talking, Ron. I heard you say it. I heard Barbara say it. My business partner's listening in on the other line. I heard him say it. So let me just say something really quickly. It takes a while to build trust in people. I worked with Joel Griffin for 22 years, and it was 20 years into our relationship before we ever had the privilege of meeting. When I was introduced to Barbara, the tiny home queen, I said, Barbara, you know what? I'm riding down the road. We just got off the phone, and guess what song came on the radio? I Love You Before I Ever Met You. So Ron Clayton and I are in four or five different businesses outside of the Hope Collection. The very first time I ever met Ron Clayton and his beautiful wife, and I think Gary was even his sidekick, I think Gary came along with him, Ron hugged me in the lobby and said, Country Boy, I got something to give you. Joel Griffin had came up with a gift book where it had discounts for over 200 vendors, over $1,000 worth of discounts for eight vendors, and Ron only gave me 100 books. So, I have a master's degree in math. He gave me $100,000 worth of hope to give. Did y'all hear that word? To give away. So, again, it just comes back down to you guys. I'm going to throw another one at you. Barbara and I was talking about it. Words are powerful, and the only reason right now is that we're using the word tiny if people can relate to it. But what Barbara and I was talking about, Ron, the other weekend on the show, and Gary jumped right in there, and we started calling them attainable homes because as you seek the mindset of America, people want three now, things in life. And the first thing that you ask people, what do you really, really, really want out of life? And if they tell you the truth, they just want to be happy. The second thing they'll tell you is just one of these days, I want to own my own home. That's where we are. That's why we decided. They lie to us and say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words don't hurt. I was reading in the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So words are very, very, very powerful things, and I'm going to go about 3 minutes worth, and then I'm going to come up here. What most people don't understand is you can't do what you don't know. So as my partners and I was talking, since we already have trust built inside of the people, and it took a while to gain that trust, what we're going to do is we're going to build some homes. We're going to build some homes that are attainable. If you look at the multi-use of the home, after I said people just want to be happy and they want to own their own home, if they're fortunate enough to have children, their assignment in life is to get them through school, so they'll know a lot more and be educated. That's one of our pillars at the Hope Foundation. And the next thing that the parent wants to do is they want to graduate them, not from school, but graduate them out of the house. Baby, anything ever happens out in the world and things don't work out, you're always welcome back home. But the last thing that a parent wants to do is graduate you out of the house and then graduate you back in the house when you're 30 years old. They just really don't want that. But now options, people really don't know what to do. So we have to make sure and set examples for people that is one of our major pillars, one of our life-giving purposes, is to help the veterans. They've kind of lost hope, you guys. Y'all missed that too. They're kind of losing hope. They went and fought and gave their lives for us. They came home, and here in Atlanta, I don't know about your cities or your states, they're standing on the corner with a cardboard sign that says, hungry. than the ones that don't have time to stand on the corner because they're trying to figure out where they're going to sleep tonight. Most of them are sleeping underneath the bridges. It's just not right. Multi-uses for home. My grandmama says, baby, I'm going to steal away. She called it steal away, hide out. She called it a prayer closet. But my grandmama's prayer closet was about the size of a tiny home. She would go in there and she would get something that she couldn't buy. She called it peace of mind. So there's so many uses for what we're going to be calling attainable homes. A little office maybe in the backyard under the sycamore tree to where you can get out of the house and just get away. You can get away without leaving home. And then if you ask most people, I'm a tourist town, and when the Olympics came to Atlanta, they told everybody, rent your basement, rent your house, rent your yard. Some people were moving out of the house with the option to rent some stranger their house just to make a few extra dollars. Well, if you look at the hotel rates nowadays, especially during the holiday season, you're looking to pay $200 a night. But ask most of the people in the world, do you make $1,000 a week? And they'll look at you like you're crazy. But you don't have to be a mathematical genius to say $200 a night times 5 nights of rentals through Airbnb so you don't have to play collection agency that you just made $1,000 attainable. So we have so many different uses in coasting to a stop again. I have a friend of mine that, what's his name, Ron? Dr. David Dubin. We can use the Dr. Mm-hmm. David Dubin attainable homes and build clinics. Well, we don't know who we're going to treat at the clinic. Veterans who have PDS and stress and seizures. Dr. Dubin's clinics, they said it's less stressful than medicine. It's that you don't have to take a shot. It's less harmful than you talking on your cell phone for 2 minutes. So there's so many things. And the last one, I have a friend of mine up where I went, Reinhardt College, one of the only private Christian colleges left in the state of Georgia. A friend of mine built a tiny home. Here's crazy, y'all. He's crazy, y'all. He built the tiny home beneath the surface. Well, every now and then up in that area where he lives, a little tornadoes like to come sweeping through. And one of the friends that came on the call with me weeks back, he says, what if I'm in Miami? Barbara says, we'll still bolt it to the ground and close it in cement blocks so your little tiny home don't just fly away. But this guy has a tiny home underground equipped with solar panels, no power bill, and then tied the water lines from his house to his tiny home. So you can call it a bomb shelter, a getaway shelter, a prayer house, a little teeny tiny office. You can call it what you want to, but I just want you to know, call it attainable. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Country Boy. Now, I understand, Barb, you and Country Boy and a couple other folks are starting to work to put together an event that in the not-too-distant future you plan on having. I'll call it, let's call it a seminar, not a seminar. I don't know. I want it to be a positive word. Seminar sounds like you're going to go there and you're going to get somebody whip you and beat you to death so you do something, you know. No, we're going to have an informational gathering to anybody. I don't care. I love what Country Boy shared with me many years ago. Our programs are all created and designed. And we don't care if you just graduated from Yale or you just came from jail. I'm going to say it again. We don't care if you just came from Yale, graduated, or you just got out of jail. Families still have the same desires. And every one of us, there's not one of us on this phone call that hasn't made mistakes. Some of us have made mistakes that nobody knows about. But we know we did it, and we still got forgiven. And God doesn't work with people who are perfect. He works with people who are imperfect, and he wants to improve their lives. We're all about that. We follow that same line of living. And so, guys, please don't let judgment of what didn't happen in your life affect you from looking and being free to dream. And believe in the possible dream. There's a song. I won't sing for you. You guys all hang up. But I love that song, The Dream, The Impossible Dream. You know, if you know the story behind that song, and Don Quixote, He was a guy that was kind of a, most of the people around him thought he was nuts. And he had this dream, and the story is that he went and he was going to save this woman. And he was the knight in shining armor. Truth of the matter, he wasn't, and she wasn't the beauty queen either. But the story is he was victorious. He dreamed. He dared to dream the possible dream. And you know, as long as you have a dream in your heart, I believe it came from God. Think this for a moment. I guess you're getting some preaching today. Here I go, country boy. Let me ask you something. Do you think anybody on this call, this is your assignment for today from Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection. Do you really think that a dream comes from anybody from God, but from God? Because when you have a dream and you worked on it and you get it fulfilled and you thank him for the blessing, you honor him, the guy who doesn't want it to happen is defeated. Now, who do you think in this world wants to be win, and who do you think wants to see your destruction? So when you call this show and you talk to anybody on this call, you're going to find out people that are coming from the source that believes that you are worthy to be fulfilled and glorify your God in heaven. So if I accomplish nothing else in terms of my call today, go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm carried away.
Well, and I was going to say that one of the first things that we can do is help people with having a home, a place that they can call their own cocoon, their own whatever it is, a smaller space to that's attainable and where they can grow and heal and they're familiar with their space, they have what they need, and then they can help themselves, then they can help others, and it can ripple out. And I believe that having a home is the beginning of healing and hope and opportunity. And I want people to know that tiny homes, you can, of course, there's materials that you could build them out of your own home. We could talk to you about whether you would want to do a steel frame or a wood frame home, whether you want it to be movable, whether you want it to be just in one place, whether you would like to use a container, whether you you want to stack several containers together. We can talk to you about whatever resources you might have available to you. We could talk to you about buying a kit, a relatively inexpensive kit that gets you the engineered product with the information so that you can build to the building code wherever you're building, so that you can live in it as a full-time home. If you've got people that are donating material to you, you know, then you can add that to it because you're going to need wood and shiplap, and you know, you'll need all the normal amenities like a stove, a refrigerator, a toilet, and faucets, all those kinds of things. If you've got somebody that can donate that, we can work with churches that say, hey, we have benevolence that we plan for, we budget for it, and we'd like to help people with housing. We can work with your organization to help create a program from building the home, designing, building, having kits, having shelves, having completed products, and I say products, let's say homes, single-family dwellings. And so as an organization or a city, any group of people that come together, we can help you to help others. And just though that individual that's out there right now that's like, I wish I just had a house, I don't know what to do, call us at 877-927-3030. And we'll help you. We'll talk to you and walk you through the whole process. You might be a builder right now and say, I would love to build homes for people, and I don't even know what I should do. I don't know, should I have an RV certification? Should I have a modular home? Am I meeting the state? Should I be a dealership? We know the answers to this, and we want to help you. So if you're building, we want to help you with that. If you want a home, we want to help you get that. If you're in need of the funding, or you've got all your money tied up in a house, we can help you to look holistically at your entire process, your entire life, and holistically, maybe we can free up some of the equity in the assets that you have. We have every way possible to be able to help you, and we really are here to bring hope. And where it starts is helping ourselves first, the oxygen mask type theory, is let's help those closest to us right now, and we can help them, then we can help the next layer of folks, and the next, and we don't have to go to some third world country to help people. We can be right here, right where we live, right this second, and help somebody right beside us who is dying for, begging for, wishing somebody would ask them, how can I help you? And
Barbara,
we're here.
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, do me a favor. When you said that, you kind of struck a nerve. I beg your pardon for walking on you while you're talking.
No problem.
People that might already own a home and go, I can't afford the mortgage that I got now. You want me to build another house? Tell me a little bit more,
right,
Barbara, because there's people out there that own a house or people that's been renting for years that want to get out of an apartment and get into a house that they don't even know that they can afford. Give me a little bit more, Barbara.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine that you already have a home. Mortgage is tough for you right now, but you would love to have an accessory dwelling unit maybe for yourself and rent out your house or vice versa. Or you have a family member you'd like to have closer to you for whatever reason. If you already own your property, we can take a look at you holistically, and there are different loans. You can get property improvement type loans. There are ways that we can do that and help you refinance. So if you're even in a good mortgage at 4.25% right now, you know, back in the day when it was double digits, 4.25 would be great. We might be able to get you into something at a lower interest rate, or to leverage your money in a way that you have liquidity, you have the access to the use of your equity, you know, whether 401ks, whatever it might be, but we could show you how that you could actually have, let's just say, at least one accessory dwelling unit, have your home, have it all paid off in less than 9 years, instead of 30-year mortgages, and then have a recurring income or at least a place for somebody to live. Whether it's family and they stay in for free, or you're renting it out as an Airbnb, or if you're living there and renting out your own property. We have every kind of lending instrument known to man that's available that we can help people to do that. If somebody's been renting for a long time, well, gosh, how do we save up money? How do you, because you're renting and you, and so there are ways that we can take a look at. There are properties available that are multifamily, or you can be looking at a property and a tiny home at the same time. You got a house on a property and you want to build a tiny home. You could do a loan for the whole thing, and so you could turn it into your backyard accessory dwelling unit. It's covering the cost of the entire property, covering the cost of the real estate, your insurance and taxes, and your own mortgage. And there are ways of being able to do this. And so there are grants that exist. There are, you know, we don't want to just give false hope that, oh, free money, come and this is all easy. It's simple if you know the process. And we're willing to simply share it with you so that we can help you get what you need so that you have hope.
Ron,
throw
that RR Center website on them and tell them what RR stands for, Ron.
RRCenter.org stands for Research and Resource Center. I encourage everybody on the call today to go to a computer, go online, and, you know, tab in, type in RRCenter.org. And what you're going to find, first of all, please listen to the gal who speaks to you. Her name's Lisa. Lisa lives in Florida near Joel and Artis, near Barb. And what she does is she tells you what the Hope Collection is. And she gives you a very, very, very understandable. She's not a fast talker. She's beautiful. She was an anchor desk news person for ABC, NBC, and Fox News. She's very successful in the news media, television. But she's our spokesperson, lives there in Orlando. Now, you listen to her explain what hope is and how she can help you and how hope can help you. And she'll point out there's the eight areas that HOPE stands for, works for. And then you go to those sites. There's pictures around her. There's a video, but she's in the middle of it. And you can enlarge it so you can see her whole pretty face and listen to her heart. Listen to what she shares, the truth. Now, right after her video, a song's going to come on, and it's a tribute to our military. HOPE Collection is very, very closely tied to helping veterans and first responders and their extended families. When you add those all in, that means, folks, have you ever heard the word inclusive? We're not looking trying to exclude anybody. We're looking to include everybody. And so when you listen to this song, it's the words are called Because of You. Brian Webster, friend of HOPE Collection, donated that song. It's our theme song. And it talks about why all these veterans and all these people went to Afghanistan and laid their lives down, are still laying their lives down for us today, so that you and I could be free to worship and have faith and have fun and raise families and live a free life. And they're saying to us in this song that Brian wrote is, we do this for you. And so it's pictures, a video, and it shows the paratroopers and the different avenues of the military that have fought and died for us, and there's pictures about that. You want to listen to it. If you listen to that and you don't get goosebumps from it, well, I'll just say that you have a hard heart because this song is going to touch you. After that song, Joel Griffin is going to talk to you about what Hope is all about. Yeah, country boy.
Yeah, we're about 10 minutes top of the hour. We got about 10 minutes. We do want people to be involved. We know we got some other ears out there listening. And it'd be a good time, Ron, to open up the airways and let somebody spit what they're thinking or if they have any questions that we have time to answer them, Ron.
Go ahead. Who is that?
It's Pat Dunham, Tiny House Advisor.
Hey, Pat. Hey,
I've been on the,
woman, make a noise if you can hear it.
I can hear you. Listen, you know, it occurred to me how of everything that tiny houses could help, but think about the elderly lady aging in place who really doesn't want to leave her family home and go in a nursing home. I mean, if she has a tiny house or he or she, they have a tiny house in their backyard, they could have income. They could have a caretaker there, or they could live in the tiny house and rent out the main house. And just think how much it costs to put that poor person in a nursing home when they could stay on their own property, and it would provide housing for someone else, possibly have housing for a helper to kind of keep an eye on her or him or her. I don't always say her all the time. It just seems that it's the lady that seems to survive the longest in a family. But there are so many, many uses for tiny houses, and they provide great income. And at the same time, it leaves the income in the community. The community that I live in Gulfport, Florida, we have people coming from New York. They're knocking down little cute little houses, and they're putting up big McMansions and selling them, renting them, doing whatever. But in the meantime, guess where the money's going? It's going back to New York. It's not even staying in our community. So therefore, if somebody had a tiny house in their backyard, it helps that person that's living on the property. It helps someone else with a possibly affordable housing, and the income stays in the community. So There's all kinds of really good reasons that tiny houses are fabulous.
That's a good place for me to say amen, amen, amen. Pat, also while we got you talking, sweetie, give everybody your website, Pat.
It's tinyhouseadvisor.com, and my phone number is 727-224-9771, and I am available to answer any question you have, because there really isn't anything I don't know about living tiny, going tiny, anything. I mean, because I've done it all, lived on a boat with 6 children, a 55-foot motor yacht, lived in big houses, tiny houses, and I know the answers.
Give me that phone number again, Pat. Give me that phone number again, Pat. Phone number, Pat.
727.
Give me the phone number again. Somebody write slow.
Pat's phone number begins with 727. 224-9771.
Keep talking,
and she's
Barbara.
She's a tiny house advisor.
All right, Barbara, give us your website, sweetie. We got people writing in. We got about 3 minutes left.
Okay. DiscoverTiny.com. DiscoverTiny.com. And when you click that, it'll take you to a page, and you'll see that there's tiny everything, an event, and then there's a little piece down. You give us your name, phone number, and type a little message. We'll get back in touch with you and get you connected and figure out what's going to help you to build, buy, lend, start a community, whatever it is that you want to do that might be tiny or smaller home related. If you just want to chat, you can call us at 877-927-3030.
That was awesome, you guys. Ryan, we're about down to 3 minutes, but my heart was touched again because I just had 3 friends of mine to move their parents' home next door. One was in Indiana, 96 years old, didn't want him to fall downstairs. He could easily be living in a tiny home right on her acreage. So, Ron, back over to you, sir. We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, country boy, I want to thank everyone that came on today. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, I just know everybody over here is standing on love, hope, and faith, and we're watching our faith manifest. And I'm so grateful and so thankful that, I mean, who's going to stop asking? We all have desires. And it is my desire to be here and serve other people where any way I can. And I genuinely feel like I'm in the right place when I'm on this call. So thank you, everyone, and thank you again.
Join in when you go to rrcenter.org. Just register. You become one of the army. It's free. There's no contract. No one's going to call you. There's nothing, but it's going to open the door for you to have resources that you can help your friends and family where you're at. So please do that. You'll be glad you did.
And then, Ron, I want to leave this as my grandmama left it with me. She always told me when I was a child, and even as I got older, baby, it's always, she said always before Coca-Cola was always, it's always better to give than receive. So if what the world needs now, y'all, is love, and they need hope. So here's my little saying to leave with you. Practice it. Now, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better. But do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love and hope away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little. We thank you guys for joining us on the Hope Foundation show today. Keep in mind that we're here noon every day. We have different subject matters, and do it before somebody does it to you. Give some hope away today. And we hope that you guys don't just have a blessed and winning day, because we know that one good day is not going to be enough for you. We hope you have a blessed and winning decade. Y'all should make sure and join us again tomorrow at noon to where we give hope away. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, everyone. God bless you.